Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out once again to this week. Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. We're actually getting a facelift, and just so you know, we're getting a new video, too, so you actually get to see me with a beard. So check that out. Also, as a word from our sponsors, from American Homeowner Preservation, if you're looking to make great returns, in fact, the report just came out for several years in a row now, they've been paying 12% a year paid out monthly. That's 1% a month that they've been paying. If you were looking to be part of the solution where it's helping to keep people in their homes and or get people to get out of their homes if they're trying to sell their homes and things like that, that's exactly what they do. You actually have an opportunity to become like a lender with those people. So check out their website. It's www.funding, that's F-U-N-D-I-N-G, A-H-P, as in American Homeowner Preservation.com. So check that out. Today, I want to share something with you that's kind of on top of my mind, so I want to get it out right now. I just did a show several episodes ago about, network marketers and why they don't become financially free. A lot of times where they get stuck because they don't make great, they make great money in their company, but they don't make money elsewhere. But I want to take another angle with this. This is more from a business standpoint. Just a few days ago, I had probably the first conversation about network marketing in a while. Nobody really approaches me about network marketing. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm pretty satisfied and I just don't really attract that. I do love network marketers because I know I have a lot of information, a lot of stuff I can help them with. And so a lot of the leaders, especially team leaders, I've been able to help a lot, and especially in their financial situation, and then help even their team members too, to be able to do better in business. And this is geared specifically towards giving advice towards those in business. I've seen many, many, many times over the years. I mean, network marketing is not anything new to me. It's something I've actually been either a part of or been, intimately involved with for the last really 20 years. And I've seen things that work and I've seen things that don't. And this came to my mind because just a few nights ago, as I mentioned, one of my friends, she's somebody I've known for a while. She said, "Hey, Chris, I would love to introduce you to what I'm doing right now and get your feedback about what I'm doing." And so that's basically what this is. This is feedback for her specifically. So if she's listening, great. This is for you. And this is especially for you to learn. Now, of course, I'm keeping it anonymous. I'm not mentioning any company names or anything like that because it really doesn't matter. This is something that's prevalent in many, many companies, many cultures, and in many network marketing companies. And in fact, this is part of the reason why network marketing gets a negative stigma is what's happening here. And so to kind of let you know how it went, I had a limited amount of time. I was a little bit late for the meeting. I texted them, let them know. And then as I showed up, then her upline leader came. So she was basically doing a training. She's like, "I want to introduce you to my business." I knew it was going to be network marketing. I knew that right up front. And as the guy, he started talking, first of all, he was yelling the entire time, which I think is funny. It's kind of the old school method of network marketing. In fact, you'll notice a lot of the things he's done here is very old school. And that's some of my biggest advice here is to stay away from the old school network marketing techniques. And so he's pretty much like the entire time like this, talking the entire time, right? And just sorry if I scared you there, but that's kind of what it was like. His volume was down a little bit, but he was constantly like in this state of yelling. And I found out a network marketing company he originally came from when I was able to kind of dig in because it was hard to get a word in with him. And found out the network marketing company and culture he came from, that made sense, made a lot more sense. And so let me just kind of paint what this was like. So the conversation started like this. He said, "Hey, good to meet you. So, obviously, appreciate your time to be here. And hey, love to introduce this stuff to you. So tell me a little about yourself. You know, and I started to tell him, like, yeah, I'm living right here in this part of Utah. We're all in Utah, so, you know, I told him, like, what town I was in, and I had 8 kids and that kind of thing, and I even mentioned, like, yeah, I just got done snowboarding in California, but now I'm living here, and it's almost like he didn't even hear anything I said, and then right from there, I was like, oh, that's great. Yeah, I got 7 kids myself. I understand. So, yep, money's a big thing. And so you're like a financial advisor? I'm like, well, kind of like an anti-financial advisor. Oh, that's interesting. I tell him, like, hey, I help people create cash flow right now. Oh, yeah, I'm all about that. I love that. So let me tell you about my company. That was it. Like, it went right into that mode. And by the way, for the next 1 hour, I timed it. There was an entire hour, so much so that I was like, I got to run. Like, I'm going to be late for my kids' choir performance. I just got to go. Just send me info. What I should have probably done is probably stopped him probably about 10 minutes in. But I was so curious, and because I was thinking of this subject specifically, I thought, no, I'm going to go with this. I'm just going to see what he does. And so, you know, obviously we're on a computer meeting, like a Zoom meeting as we're doing this, right? So I'm seeing his screen. He's going through a PowerPoint little by little. He spends like the first 10, 15 minutes telling me why business is great. Now, if he would have done this first and foremost, and this is some of my biggest advice from this episode, if he would have just listened to me and asked more about me and been more interested in me instead of just trying to do a presentation. And I know he was probably trying to model to duplicate. By the way, and I teach this in our course, Monetize Your Divine Genius, that we're starting this next week with my wife, Adise. I'll tell you that you cannot imitate success. And I know that in network marketing, you're taught to duplicate. You're taught that you just do what your upline leaders do. I call absolute bull on that. You cannot do that. You cannot just duplicate what somebody else does. Because first off, I know her, and her personality is not even close to his. She cannot duplicate what he's doing. And in fact, I guarantee, even though I haven't talked to her about it, this is creating her stress right now. It's creating a lot of stress because the way he does business, the way he talks and everything is not her. In fact, she would come off being disingenuous trying to do anything similar to what he does. By the way, he kind of came off a little bit disingenuous because of how he presented and how little interest he showed in me. And it's not like it's all about me, right? But if he would have saved himself tons of time and energy in his presentation and actually probably had a better odds of success of selling me had he just shown interest in me. So first advice for you is, one, don't expect people can duplicate exactly what you do because they're not you. You cannot imitate somebody else. You can only be the best version of you. And this is what we teach so much in Monetize Your Divine Genius, right? Secondly, you got to show interest in the other person. Get to know them. I mean, the fact is, like, one, you know, obviously I'm living a different lifestyle than most people he's probably talked to, right? He didn't even dig into that. He didn't even dig into, like, me and my business and how my experience has been. He didn't even actually ask to see if I was even discontent in any way, shape, or form. He could have geared his whole presentation around that. And it's like, he's like, really, like, great, what's going well? You know, what do you want to improve in your business? What are you working on? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your ambitions? Zero reference to that. Zero. None of that. By the way, if you're in network marketing, those are huge questions to ask to really understand where that person's coming from. Have a conversation with them. Don't talk at them. Talk with them. Don't just give a presentation. Here's the thing, like, the people buy you. And by the way, for the person listening right here, I'll tell you this. If you're listening and you're the person that I'm referring to here, not the leader, but the person that, you know, connected me with this leader, I will tell you this. People buy you. People actually, the reason I was on that video chat was because I respected her. I knew that she was a genuine, loving person. In fact, everybody I know that knows her feels that way about her, that she's a genuine, loving, patient person, just a heart of gold. That's what got me on there, not because he was supposed to be awesome. And I know he was one of the founding members of that company. I actually researched it because he was talking so much. He didn't even realize that I was just Googling on my phone. You know, I was looking down at my screen, but I actually pulled up my phone, hit it from camera view, and just started researching on my own, listening here and there to what he was saying. He, by the way, only 2 or 3 times did he even ask me a question in that 1 hour. That's how much he talked. That's it. 2 or 3 questions. That was it. Nothing more. Horrible, horrible presentation. And this is a guy that's been in network marketing for 25 years, maybe 30 years or so. I mean, he's been in a long time. And still, he hadn't figured that out. Listen, people, if you're doing this, and this is even applying to those of you that are business owners, even if you're not in network marketing, any kind of business, if you're doing this in your sales conversations, there's a problem. Because how can you even know how to serve them? How do you know that even you're a good fit? You know, and yeah, he kind of mentioned like, yeah, just see if this is a good fit for you. Okay, great. You didn't ask me any questions to find out if it was a good fit. How would you know? You just talked at me the entire time. And by the way, it was going so late. And then even when he's going to wrap up, I was like, okay, I was about to tell him I was going to be late to that choir performance. And then he went on for another 10 minutes about a bonus, which, yeah, I know about bonuses. They're not a mystery. If you would have asked me more questions, you would have realized I'm not a stranger to network marketing. You could have just skipped through all these little teeny details. In fact, I could have asked questions. In fact, it went so late, I couldn't even ask the questions I wanted to ask. And so I have zero interest in talking to him again. Zero. I have zero interest in the opportunity. It was blown because of that presentation or because of the fact that it wasn't a conversation. Here's one question he did ask out of the three, right? One question he asked is, he said, you know, hey, I mean, people can make an extra $1,500 a month, not even being in for that long. He's like, Chris, what would you do? How would $1,500 a month change your life? And I thought for a split second, I said, well, not a whole lot. He's like, what would you do with it? Not much more than I'm doing right now. Like $1,500 a month. And I told him, I just flat out said, I'm like, well, I mean, $1,500, I mean, it's not that much. I mean, I know it's a lot for some people, but for me, it's not that big of a game changer. He's like, oh, well, yeah, that's true. For many people, it is. And then he just continued on. He could have been like, oh, maybe I should get a clue here. Maybe I need to take this different approach to this. No. It was like he was going through, it wasn't like he was going through a script. It was just like he was just talking at me, not listening at all. There was zero active participation. And that's what bugged me the most, is that I'm watching this, and even worse, I'm watching a good friend of mine being trained to do this. And that's horrible. That just does not work. And so if there's any advice I can give you guys that are in network marketing, I got to tell you, like, you know, if I were to have him redo it, I would spend most of the time just getting to know me and getting to know what I want, what I'm looking for, you know, if I'm even open, you know. And even say that, just say, you know what, I guarantee he would have said this. And there's been other network marketers that have done this right. And they're just like, you know what? It seems like you're pretty satisfied doing what you're doing. I'm like, yeah, I am. But you know what? If I'm not, or if there's something else, if somebody's just, you know, you sound like you're doing great, you know, let me know. Here's what here's basically what I do. I love referrals. So if you know people, that'd be great. You know, they could have done that. And here's the thing. If he would have pulled it away, you know, not in my case necessarily, but I guarantee that even somebody's like, yeah, they're doing pretty good. If he would have said, you know what? That's cool. You know, that's great. I love it. I love that we're both doing what we love right now. So that's fantastic. Hey, keep me in mind, you know, for, you know, if there's other people that you know that might be doing this, or who do you know that does this? You know, like, look for the referral. And if you pull it away, I might actually be the one that'd be like, hey, wait, maybe I want to talk to you some more. Right. And that's not what he did at all. I mean, it could have mostly just been a conversation and said, hey, here's what I do. Hey, I can show you PowerPoint. Oh, here's another killer. And I've had this happen to me before, and it made me so mad when this happened to me 4 years ago, and it happened again. This one got me mad. He showed a freaking video. First off, when you show a video over the internet, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You're taking a pretty big risk. Secondly, why do I want to watch a video telling me the same thing you're about to tell me? Like, you know, so what? And his big thing is like, well, we leverage technology. We use technology. And I wanted to say, hello, welcome to the 21st century. So does everybody else. Because like his version of technology was the website and there's videos. I'm like, congratulations. So do most network marketing companies. Come on, you know, get with it. And so he's like, yeah, what we got is technology. By the way, he never gave me any real reason to use them. There was no niche. There was nothing special that made them stand apart from everybody else. They were selling so many different products. There was so much variety. I'm like, okay, what do I get? Like, okay, great. You got lots of health and wellness products, but there's tons of them, and skincare and nutritional and everything else. There's too many products. And then secondly, the compensation plan, there wasn't anything special about that either. It was very vanilla. Everything about it was so vanilla. And I know there had to have been. That was one of the questions I wanted to ask was, okay, well, what sets you apart? But again, there wasn't hardly a breathing space for it. And so I checked out. I was totally checked out for the last probably 15 minutes. I could not wait to get off that. And I'm telling you, for those of you that are listening to this, please learn. First, understand who you are, that you sell you first. And when, the way you do that is you show interest in other people. And then naturally, people want to show interest in you. You know what? And just find ways to connect. Find ways to understand one another and figure out, like, hey, how can I get somebody what they want? And it may not be through your company. It may be a connection that you can give. I'll tell you, man, when somebody like even says, like, hey, you know what? I need to connect with so-and-so. That's huge. Not when someone says, hey, you join our team, and then I guarantee, oh, yeah, you're getting business. Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like, come on. Really? Like, how many times have I heard that? And I've actually joined network marketing companies or even entertained it further, and they never follow through with it. That's the thing. It's like, no, I'm not buying that crap. Like, don't tell me that stuff. Like, that's where you know somebody's just self-interested. They just want you in their company. That's not about, like, looking out for what other people want, how to create and add value in somebody's life. You do that, it's going to be much easier to sell. And if it's the right opportunity, it's going to be right. And you'll waste way less energy and time trying to train and recruit people that don't want to be a part of your company anyways or aren't motivated. Get the right people. You want to attract the right people. And I guarantee if you do it right, you treat it like a real business where you're actually like, you're not actually just trying to sell people something, but you're really trying to find out what they want. And if it's a great fit, great. But if it's not, you find another way through either ideas or connections. Find ways to add value to those people regardless. And I tell you, your business will grow so much faster than giving all these presentations with the nice little videos and PowerPoints and everything else that really aren't that nice sometimes. I guarantee it. So my advice to you is show interest in the person. Look for ways to create and add value either through ideas, connections, and possibly through your company. Listen. Really listen. Show your niche. What's your niche? What do you have that makes you stand apart that they would remember you for? Do that. Focus on those things, and I guarantee your business will be better. Focus on that. That's my advice to network marketers, direct sales, you name it, business owners in general. This is great advice for all of us. So anyways, have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.